Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es auf, es perike, Mishnah tes vav, arba midais, bi yoishvei, lefnei chachamim. Four different kinds of people, four different types of attitudes, four different types of levels. When it comes to the Talmidim, who sit before the Chachamim and learn Taida. Svoig, some are like a sponge. Umashpech, some are like a funnel that you spill things out through. Mishameres, some are like a strainer. Vinofa, and some like a sieve. Let's explain. Now, let's first clarify, before we understand what all these things are a mashal for. We already had Arba Midas B'Talmida, but that's talking about remembering, forgetting. Now we're talking about being able to figure out right from wrong. So you have a Talmud that's a svaig, a sponge. Shu saifik, it's a kail. He's a student who kind of draws in, soaks up everything. Everything he hears, everything his rebbeim teach. It all goes into him. He doesn't have the power to be mechalik, which information he needs, which was meant for him to remember, which not. You take a sponge, you wipe things up. It doesn't know whether it's wiping up good things or things that should stay on the table. Then you have a Talmud that's compared to a mashbech, like a funnel. You know what a funnel is? You ever see, like, if you pour oil into a car, something that's wide on the top and narrow at the bottom? Shemachnis bezu umaitzi bezu. A funnel is a Talmud who takes everything in at one end, but lets it all out through the other end. He takes everything in, and maybe for a while it stays there, but it doesn't stay for long, because lamaisa, eventually it all pours out through the narrow part at the bottom. Then you have a Talmud that's a mishameres, a strainer, shemetzia es hayayin, takes out the wine, v'koletas es hashmarim, but keeps the sediments, or the dregs. Wine, you have like these hard pieces, you want to take it out, so what do? You pour whatever's in the bottle through a strainer. Strainer is something that has like a bunch of little holes. The wine goes through the holes, and the other parts remain in the strainer. So unfortunately, this Talmud, he keeps the things that you don't need, and the important things just slip right through. You know, a Rav once told me that he told his Balabatim, if you learn Torah and you don't learn Musar, you have to learn Sifri Musar, Sifri Yira, Sifri Chassidus, whatever it is. The Torah doesn't get digested. He gave them a mashal. He said, you eat chont if you drink a glass of seltzer or cola with the chont, your stomach digests it better. Later, when the Rav retired, he asked different people to say, do you remember anything I told you that affected your life? And one person said, yeah, Rebbe. I remember what you said about the chont. It was such a good Asa. Since then, whenever I eat chont, I always drink soda with it. That was supposed to be a mashal that he learned Sifri Musa together with his chumash, but all he remembered was the chont and the coke. Then you have a Talmud v'nafa, that's like a sieve. When you grind up the wheat and you sift it, you still have a mixture of fine flour and like dust, the dust of the flour. You want to get rid of that dust. So you put the mixture in a sieve, which has tiny holes. So the tiny little dust particles that you don't want, that falls through the holes. And the geshmak of flour you're going to use to bake the challah and the cake, that stays in the sieve. So this Talmud is v'nafa, he's like a sieve. Shemaitzia sekemach. He lets go of the part of the flour that we don't want. V'kailet es esosailes, and he keeps the geshmak of part of the flour.